Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to the hotline, though, and welcome in David Sampson. We've had David on the show a couple times in the past and always appreciate his insight. We played some audio from David earlier in the show as well. We appreciate you coming on the show. That audio, obviously, from yesterday, talking about Jack Caglione over on CBS Sports. And you said, quote, "What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time when it comes down to the call-up." So if you could, once again, just explain why you believe that's the case.
Yeah, I know that I people in Kansas City, I appreciate what everybody is saying. I really do. And I understand, but there's a business to be run. And I just wanted to talk about what the facts are. And the facts are that if he's as good as everyone says he is, then what people should be much more concerned about is tomorrow instead of today. Because tomorrow can come in 2 weeks. And by waiting 2 weeks, you actually hold off on arbitration for a whole nother year. And that is a multi-million dollar decision. And I just personally, as someone who ran a team for a long time, you're right. One World Series, and that's all I won. However, you have to not just plan for today, but for next year, the year after, and the year after. And I speak from experience. I had Miguel Cabrera, who I would argue was a better prospect than Jack, though they're both amazing, and we waited till June 19th or 20th to call him up, and then won a World Series, by the way. But he didn't get arbitration eligible for a whole nother year, which helped us keep him for another year. Of course, we had to trade him because we couldn't afford him, but that's neither here nor there. You have to try. That was my point.
No, I totally understand. I appreciate you coming on the show and obviously willing to talk about this. For us, we're trying to figure out, you know, the track record of the Royals organization a little bit, too, because I think there's a lot of fans out there that say, hey, they were willing to get something done early, obviously, and thank goodness they did for Bobby Witt Jr. And let's say they are able to do something like that with Caglione. Does their decision to call him up today end up mattering as much if they think they can get something done early if he turns out to be the player that they believe he is?
Well, two issues there. One, in the old days, players would give discounts when you guaranteed their arbitration years and bought out a few free agency years. But these days, there are no discounts for that. And while you say the Bobby Witt deal is great, and man, it looks so great now, it's a little early to really look at the deal in its entirety. And so if you're not going to get a discount, the question is, what's the value of signing a young player long term? If you're just paying them what they would make in arbitration, you're just sort of guaranteeing a number. And then if a player gets hurt or doesn't perform, you're stuck paying that number. My view is I'm willing to pay top dollar, but I want to pay it for performance. And I'm okay if the player outperforms and therefore gets a huge number in arbitration, and my track record shows that. And all of that said, I just think it's important to note that players, when they're negotiating deals, they absolutely threaten, if you take me to arbitration, I won't sign in free agency, or I'm not going to make community appearances, or I'm going to be mean. And you know what? It never works that way. Players have very short memories. They don't hold grudges. no matter what they say publicly or privately. You're not getting an advantage by calling him up now and all of a sudden getting goodwill that's going to get you a discount. I don't think that's going to happen either.
I guess just from like a fan perspective, though, or somebody here, like it's spending somebody else's money. So if John Sherman shows a willingness to spend the money, I guess I don't care if it costs him a little more money down the road. I understand you're saying maybe it comes with 1 year less, hypothetically, or it could cost him more in arbitration. But like as a fan, I'd want my team to worry more about how I win today than how do I win 4 years from now. And I understand like some of that is Royals haven't sustained success, but I don't like the teardown model either. Like I felt like you were stuck in a spot where you kind of knew you were always going to have to tear it down 4 or 5 years in a row. And some other small market teams have found that way, David, to do the in-between where they can be sustained success over time. They might have to make difficult trades, but they still get to win every year.
Well, hold on. Who are you talking about? The Rays are the only team I can think of that even when their window seems closed, they happen to just win a lot of games. And they're a front office that I always dreamt of being and was always jealous of. But every other team has windows of competitiveness, and you've got to take advantage of the windows and keep them open for as long as possible. But there are cycles of windows open and windows closed. Are there other teams I'm not thinking of who have sustained winning who are small revenue, low payroll teams?
The only team that probably comes to mind is like I grew up obviously cheering for the AL Central. So the Twins always came to mind in those 90s, 2000s
Hello?
Eras because I didn't think of them as like a huge, huge market, but they operated really well that way.
You cut out. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened, but which team were you talking about?
The Twins is the only other one. I don't have a ton of examples. I'm just saying like that 90s, 2000 era, I remember they kind of turned some teams around and I never thought of them as being big, big market like the Yankees or the Dodgers or these teams who could just kind of do whatever they want.
No, I agree with you. But again, you're talking about 25 years ago. And so it's harder now to keep windows open for longer. And listen, there's a team this year that we can talk about, the Baltimore Orioles.
Sure.
They had an open window. They were winning. And all of a sudden, they're having a bad year. The players are going to get 1 year more expensive. The window's going to get closer to being closed. It's hard as can be to win in your open window. It's just you have to have a front office that recognizes when it is and try to pounce when it happens. And my point in Kansas City is your window, it actually gets shortened by this call-up, not lengthened. And I recognize and totally appreciate as a fan, you don't want to hear any of this, but the reason why there are fans and then there are executives is executives can't act like fans because when they do, it actually hurts the fans because you end up with Matt Ishbia. You end up with someone who just has no idea what they're doing and just wants to play fantasy sports acting like a fan, and it doesn't work out very well. So you want your executives to be executives.
We're talking with David Sampson, former Marlins team president. You can catch him over on CBS Sports. Nothing personal with David Sampson. All right, away from that specific conversation, just when you look at where the Royals are positioned right now, they're just above 500. We all know the pitching has been excellent, but offensively, they've been dreadful. They bring in Caglione, who's going to probably start fifth or sixth in this order, but they've got other issues as well. How aggressive do you think they will need to be to get this team in a position to not only get back to the postseason, but can they do something to go on a deep run? Because right now, offensively, it obviously isn't good enough.
Well, the key is that you've just got to get to October, because in October, anything can happen. You need a lot of things to bounce your way, but I think teams have shown over the years you can be the Dodgers and get swept by the Diamondbacks because your top players, Betts and Freeman, go 1-for-20, and that's the end. You're out in 3 days. You can be the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks and ride it all the way to the pennant. So it really does depend in October. So you're asking, how do you get to October? And right now, the Royals are a game and a half out of the wild card. They are absolutely in position, even with the dreadful run differential, which is in the minus, which means they should be closer to 500, if not a game below. And they're right around that. And it's really what you want, and this sounds crazy because you'd rather be 30 games over, but what you want is as you head into the dog days of summer, you want to be around 500 and you want to wait for that streak. And you hope that you can get to 10 games over 500 as you head into September and then end, 13 games over and get yourself, in wild card position. So I think the Royals are well positioned, but you're right. As with any low payroll team, everything has to happen, and it has to happen and fall correctly, and it just doesn't work that way for most teams on a yearly basis.
How do you view, I guess, just the organization as a whole? I know that you don't like this move for Caglione, but we've been optimistic about the way they've developed pitching or just found pitching here lately between the trades of Cole Reagans or what they found in Seth Lugo when they signed him, or even like Noah Cameron coming up and having success. I think for the longest time when I was a kid, the Royals organization mostly got made fun of. Where do you think they are now as far as an organization? Are teams around the league starting to respect what they're doing?
Yeah, they are. It's funny. When I was a kid, it was sort of the pine tar George Brett Royals as the foil of the Yankees all the time. And I viewed them back, I want to say the name Dan Quisenberry and players. I never viewed Kansas City as anything other than a threat during my childhood and formative years. So it's funny, depends on when you're born. You know, my son, born in 2003 in Miami, went to college, graduated college, and the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game. Not one playoff game his entire life. So it really, and look what you've had with the Chiefs. So it really is a crazy thing. But yeah, the Royals, I tell everyone who will listen on my show that the Seth Lugo signing is the sign of a good team and a good front office. You don't need to be a good front office to sign Aaron Judge. You just don't. Everybody wants to sign him or Shohei Ohtani. The way a good front office differentiates itself is finding Seth Lugo for what I think was, you know, 3 years, 45 or 3 years, 50. And what he did over the year and a half since he signed, that's really what you look for. And Kansas City's done a great job.
Lastly, before we let you go, this AL Central continues to, I think, surprise people with just how competitive it is. The Tigers, obviously, been the best team in baseball. It's June 3rd, so I just refuse to say a division race is over or anything like that. It's way too early, in my opinion. But what have you seen from the Tigers, and do you believe anybody can catch them?
So it's funny you say it's only June 3rd, but the reality is that standings rarely change from Memorial Day to the end of September. It seems crazy to say that, but it happens to just be statistically true. But when you look at what the Tigers do well, hold on, let me think about it. They pitch well, they defend well, they hit well. What else is there in baseball? They do everything well. And that's how you get the best record in baseball and get to be 19 games over. They have no weaknesses. They defend. They're second in the league in errors and fewest errors. So they really don't have a weakness. And so I don't think anyone will catch them. So I think that the rest of the Central teams are looking at wild card spots. And if you look at the wild card standings right now, two of the teams are in position, if you sort of think of it that way. And you're the third one, and you really have to deal with, you know, Houston, and you have to deal with Toronto. But that's it. So it's an interesting situation, and it's going to be a race that I think will be in for the rest of the season. And here's what you should all be looking for is on July 31st, don't look for the biggest names. Look for your front office to differentiate itself and find names that help. And for that, I draw your attention to the Braves of 21 when they won the World Series. Everyone said they lost the deadline when they got Duval and Soler and Rosario. And guess what? Those guys helped them get a ring. So don't worry about the hype. Worry about the quality of the front office decision making.
David Sampson, former Marlins team president. You can check out his work, Nothing Personal with David Sampson, over on CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ as well, at David P. Sampson on Twitter or X, whatever we're calling it these days. David, appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.